I've never seen this town go nuts like this. You're listening to Dave Niehaus and Rick Riz. Baseball fever's finally here. Time for us to stand and cheer. My, oh my, kiss that one goodbye. Fly, fly away, Mariners win today. Swung on and belted deep to right. We won't give up without a fight. Get out the mustard and the rye. Grand salami tastes so fine. A long time for this day. Refuse to lose Seattle. Let's go all the way. My, oh my, kiss that one goodbye. Fly, fly away. Mariners win today. My, oh my, kiss that.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome. I'm Martha Norwalk, welcoming you to the first hour of our Go Mariners. And they won. They did. What a fabulous song, Nathan. And we have a very special birthday to celebrate as well today. We are here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world. And today's a great day to do that. Best way to pick up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. And, boy, a lot of beautiful photographs up this week and stuff. So you can check all of that out. And it is wonderful to be back in the studio again. And we have a full house in the live studio here. Although I have to say that our moodlet studio that normally houses our wonderful call screener, Stacy Buck, is dark today because Stacy is not with us. And just want to send out special love and blessings to Stacy. You know, your regulars, you know that Stacy's mom passed away recently. And she's actually a native Hawaiian. She was born in Hawaii, and that, of course, is where her mom lived and passed. And so Stacy is winging her way back to Hawaii as we speak. Today, she's going back to Hawaii for, you know, to be with family and for the, you know, funeral and all of that sort of stuff. And she's going to be there a while. Her daughters are going with her. We won't have her back in the studio with us again until our November shows, but she will be back. But anyway, just, you know, hold Stacy in your heart, your prayers, and wish her a wonderful flight and great time with her family and great closure and all that needs to happen and that it gets all wrapped up and that, you know, she... some special blessings, so there's some sparkles in her life and over there while she's there. So, and but as always, cross the desk for me and keeping things rolling and responsible for finding and getting us permission to use that fabulous song we started with. Our production engineer, Nathan Miller, is here. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha. Still screaming internally over here.
Well, if anybody hasn't figured it out, Nathan is like the biggest Mariners fan I think we've ever had up as part of the Animal World family. And so he's like Mariners inside out, upside down, and backwards. Although, last time I saw you, you had your Mariners jersey on. You don't have it on this morning.
Well, I get to relax, you know. There's no game today. I don't need
to
go
back. Oh, is that what it is?
Oh, and I can relax and, you know, tone it down a bit and just, yeah.
Well, and what were
I was wearing my jersey on Friday, though.
Okay.
It's got to be washed at some point.
I think he's been living and breathing the Mariners all week, because what has he been doing all week? He's been going to Mariners games. You were at the last three Mariners home games. Now, how the heck did you pull that off? There was a doubleheader. You went to both. And then you went again the next day.
I got invited to the second or the doubleheader game and found out that the game was so back-to-back that they just let fans who are at the first game stay for the second game. So I went to both of those.
You got a bonus.
And one of my friends was going to the game on Wednesday and found out that his tag-along wasn't able to make it. So he said, hey, you want to come to the game? And said, sure. And went to the last three Mariners games in a row. And wow. I'm not as crazy as my neighbor, who is currently in Toronto right now and planning a trip to Houston.
And the reason for that is that the Mariners, and in case, I suppose, I mean, there's probably some of you out there that aren't baseball fans and don't follow this, but just so you know, the Mariners made it into the playoff for the first playoffs for the first time in 20 years. So it has been, people have been waiting a long time, and they got in. And of course, what's the worst thing if you make the playoffs after 20 years? You get beat in the first game or something, you're out right away in the first series. But that didn't happen. The Mariners actually won the series.
Mm-hmm.
Best 2 out of 3, they won the first two games at the other guy's place, right? And that was pretty amazing. And you don't want to be, well, and I before we get into the conversation, I'm sorry, I forgot to set the whole table. It's the second Sunday of the month. Forgive me, I'm kind of on Mariners mode because that song just did it for me. I've never heard it before. And, whoa, apparently it's from 1995. Anyway,
somewhere after 1995. It's an older song.
Yeah, so anyway, but I'm older, so see, but I never heard it before. Anyway, it is the second Sunday of October already. And that means it's best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen reset, and energy code Sunday. And so joining me in the studio and filling out the round table would be Dr. Nels Rasmussen and his sister Linda Rasmussen. So good morning, you two.
Good morning.
And I know now Nels is a sports fan, and But apparently you were up on the roof yesterday, so you didn't get to
see. I'm pulling shakes off my carport, and so that's what I've been doing the last 2 days, kind of out of touch with the rest of the world.
But he was watching football on the way down here this morning, because apparently, where did you find football at this time in the morning?
Yes, I heard an ad on one of my stations that I listened to. I think it was a music station, and it was an ad for KJR, which is now a sports station, 93.7.
That used to be the rock and roll station when I was a teenager. That was KJR and KOL, and that's what we listened to.
Exactly, me too. So
Pat O'Day.
Oh, yeah, Pat O'Day. Yeah. Yeah, I used to talk about the Thunderboats and all that stuff.
Yeah, now you know how old we are.
Anyway, right. So, New York Giants and Green Bay Packers playing in London. So it's 8 hours ahead of us. So they're playing right now. Yeah, they're probably in the last quarter right now.
So he was watching, listening to a live NFL game in London, driving down here. Wow. So go figure. And anyway, it was quite exciting. Yesterday, I was working. I was doing a session in Edmonds with a couple and an older dog, an older dog and a puppy. The older dog was trying to eat the puppy, and we had some serious stuff going on. Fortunately, it ended up being wonderful. Wonderful session, and Divine Mother did send miracle, as is often the case. And we had everybody integrated, all the way integrated, before we were done. Anyway, working in their kind of family room, and there was a big screen TV. And I knew that there was the Mariners were playing, but I was on work mode, and so I had completely forgotten. But as we were, maybe three quarters of the way through the session, I guess the husband couldn't stand it anymore, and poof, there the TV got turned on. And it ended up, it was like the Mariners, they were tied 9-9 in the eighth inning. And so I got to watch the exciting part. And the Mariners did score a run in the ninth inning and came back. But the big thing was, Nathan, was that they ended up being behind 8-1. And so it was really looking like, the series was going to split and there'd be a third game today. And but the Mariners pulled it off and came back. But so, I guess that never give up and always win sort of thing. It's true for the Mariners this year.
You know what that reminds me of? Combining football and baseball. Now, as you probably remember this one, the Seahawks won their first Super Bowl with Russell Wilson. Yeah. And like, what year was that? Anyway, the road they got to was like miracle after miracle. And we're almost kind of seeing this. I mean, it's only just the first one.
Yeah, what's going to happen now?
Yeah, what's going to happen now? There's miracles happening. And
well, and it certainly does seem like all the jujus are in their favor, and it's going really well. So, and it certainly brings the spirits up of people around, gets their mind off of other things, and get to root. But that. I can't imagine what would be the worst thing that could happen, like with this kind of games and stuff. And Linda was kind of privy to that, a story like that. So you have a couple apparently that you know, and tell us what happened during the game for them.
They were watching baseball. They both love baseball. We sometimes go to games with them, and it got to be the 8-1 with the Mariners in the losing position, and the husband just was like, okay, that's it, and just left.
So he went to bed to take a nap because he couldn't stand it.
Couldn't take anymore. And she just kept watching and got to see that lovely, exciting ending to the game.
But can you imagine? You're a huge fan, and you just get so disappointed you can't take it, so you go to bed.
Yeah.
And then they pull it off and come back and win.
I know, but it's baseball, so you have to expect the unexpected.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true. Anyway, so we are taking advantage of the fact that they did so well and they won the first season, the first series, playoff series. And, you got to take advantage and celebrate while you can. And so we'll celebrate all the series and hope and think good thoughts for this next one. And that they actually start in, they're going to Houston? Is that who the next series is with?
They'll play Tuesday and Wednesday in Houston. And let's see, Thursday, they'll be, it's Tuesday and Thursday they play. And then looks like Friday they have another day off. So they're playing almost every other day. And then Saturday is when they have their home playoff game in Seattle.
Oh, so there will be a home playoff game. Now, is this next series, the first one, which I think is the wild card series, and it was best 2 out of 3.
This one,
Do we pay, what's this next one?
This next one is the American League Division Series.
Is that three out of five?
3 out of 5. It's not 4 out of 7 until...
That's the end. The big one is 4 out of 7. So 3 out of 5 next week. Mm-hmm. And so no matter who, no matter what, there'll be a home game in Seattle next Saturday.
There will be at least one.
And then you're supposed to work.
Yes.
So how can you be both places at the same time?
Ah, that's a good question. I could go to the watch party against the Astros maybe on, it would be Tuesday or Thursday.
Well, what happened if somebody says, oh, hey, Nathan, I got a ticket. You could go. You're going to blow off work and go? Yeah.
Huh? Oh, that's a good question. You know, the Mariners on their social media did release like a little, like a sort of doctor's note. Like, please excuse blank from blank today.
Oh, I see. So you're going to get the Mariners to write you a note. Oh, well, let's see if the boss, you know, Mr. Cremo, will you accept a note from the Mariners? Nathan won't be here next Saturday. The Mariners are playing. And speaking of Nathan, we have something else going on. You want to hit the button? Love those jingle cats, and yeah, it's happy birthday, and it's happy birthday, slightly belated because it was a little earlier this week, but happy birthday, Nathan.
Thank you, Martha. Yep, happy just birthday. In the middle of the week.
So the baby in the house is having a birthday.
Almost got to go to a Mariners game on my birthday, but
so
didn't
which
happen.
On which day was your birthday?
It was Thursday.
Thursday. And so that was the 6th. Mm-hmm. And that's right, because when I realized it was your birthday, one of my best friends' birthday was the same day. Krista from the New Spirit Journal, if any of you realize it was Krista's birthday, she went to the Grand Canyon for her birthday.
Oh, well.
Whoa, and it was very cool. Just getting some pictures about it. And anyway, so happy birthday, and are you willing to share with us how old you are?
Let's take your best guess first. Okay. I mean, you might know, but just go ahead and take a guess.
I'm thinking 29.
Hey, it's like you already knew it. I shouldn't have let Martha go first.
So I was right.
All right.
Yeah. So anyway, happy 29 years old.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, your life is over in another year.
Actually, you get to start over.
Oh, that's it. I had that wrong.
Yeah.
So he gets to start over in another year.
And then when you hit 50, you just start counting backwards.
Oh, okay. Oh, gosh. So what? I'm like 30 or something. Huh? Hey, we're the same age, Nathan.
Hey, how about that?
Oh, my. Anyway, okay. So that's a big start. We've got... open phone lines today for free remote treatments, Dr. Nails works primarily on animals and some humans, and Linda works mostly on humans and occasionally an animal or two, and they are available to serve you today, and we would love to do remote treatments, and we usually get to phone calls sometime in this hour if you want to give us a call, so if you'd like to call in, and then keep in mind that Stacy is not here, so Nathan is wearing both hats. And so depending on when you call in, he might just put the line on hold. You'll know it's been picked up because you'll hear the radio show playing in your ear until he can get to the phone and talk to you and get your phone call ready for us. So local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. And you can shoot us an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And let's see. So we've got a few things to talk about here. And one of them, I think I alerted you about this the last couple of weeks, although I didn't tell you, but I did tell you, and some of you know because you're part of Dr. Nell's group, but he sent out this big email a couple weeks ago, said, I have a big announcement I'm going to make. And so last week I was able to say, the big announcement is out, but I'm not going to tell you because Dr. Nell's will be here next week and it's his big announcement. So he's going to get to tell you. So I think we'll, why don't we take care of advertisers and stay on schedule? Then we'll come back and officially start the show. And then before we go to phone calls or deal with any of the other stuff, we'll handle the big announcement. Does that sound good?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. 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 But, oh, I have to tell you, though, he's working overtime because I think this was a first for it. It was this morning because we got here and we were, you know, getting organized for the show and stuff. And then all of a sudden, Nell says, well, I've got to go do a remote treatment. And so he left. And then, wouldn't you know, we have these... When they remodeled the floor here and the stations, it was a few years ago, but they put in these little meditation rooms, which are very cool, but I've never seen anybody use them. There's nobody here when we're here. But anyway, finally, somebody used it, but you went into the little meditation room.
Yes.
And that worked well for you to be able to do a remote treatment.
A nice little quiet, private area. It was great. Worked fine.
And you were working on somebody's animal.
Yes. If Priscilla's listening, we worked on Scout.
Scout got his remote treatment.
Yes.
All right. But very cool when you know when you
actually
you
it's
can,
a her.
Her. Scout got her treatment. All righty. Well, that's excellent. Okay, so let's take care of advertisers, and it is the most important part of the show. Without them, there is no show. So we will do that. We'll come back and officially start the show with our prayers and affirmations, and then we'll find out what the big announcement is. All right, everybody, stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Self-help, healing, spirituality, and more on Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all. That's true. And thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here until noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We just heard from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen, who happens to be right across the table from me. And you can check her out at her website, verticalenergyworldwide.com, and find out all about the work that she does. And it's true what Nathan said in that ad, that Linda is still giving a free introductory session to any of you that ask. All you got to do is call or text her at the number I'm going to give you. And you can have a free session with Linda, and you can do it in person at her office. She works out of the Intraspace facility, which is the old Rainier Brewery. You can see her in person for your free session, or you can work with her over the phone or Zoom or that sort of thing. And remote treatments are every bit as powerful as in-person treatments. Sometimes can even be more so, and it just depends on. But either way is outstanding, and all you got to do is give her a call or text her at 206-841-1992. Then we heard from our wonderful Jude Ponton, our sound healer at the Whispering Dragon Center. And as hopefully you all know now, we got Jude moved into her new little house, and Whispering Dragon Center is coming together in the house. And I have been there now three times and helped with the move. But Linda, you made it to the new office in Jude's home this week. So how did you like that, and how was it?
Oh, it was, as usual, fantastic. I mean, it's a new setup because it's a new physical location, but it's the same wonderful resonating energies and exactly what I need to really enjoy my life.
Right, and I actually like the energy better in the house than I did at the physical location.
It's very peaceful there.
Yeah.
The other place had some competing external noises.
Oh, exactly. You know what? That's true. I don't know how long it's been since you were down at the Whispering Dragon, which is an office, but next door, there all the years they were there, but the last few, a couple years or so that they were, no, it's been longer than that, but it's a pole dancing studio. And so they did pole dancing classes. Well, apparently they have a pretty good time, I think, when they're doing that, because they make a lot of noise and music and stuff. Anyway, they had to work at it in Whispering Dragon to you know, do something to balance out that. But of course, there's a cemetery where she is now, so it's real peaceful and quiet and all of that. You know, no pole dancing classes going on now. So anyway, it's really a much more peaceful environment, and I like it much better.
The cemetery is down the street.
Well, I know. So, yeah, she's not in the cemetery, but it's in the neighborhood. Anyway, but so it's a much quieter, and it's the occasion. It's a really nice cemetery, actually. I used to love going to cemeteries when I was a kid and wandering around in cemeteries and reading gravestones and stuff. I don't know. I just thought that was really a fun thing to do. Anyway, it's a nice, peaceful area. And I just wanted to thank you, Dr. Nels and Linda, for Jude, because we were talking about this sometime recently, and she really credits the two of you for really, really helping her get through this last year and a half or so since Paul's tragic death from COVID, and it has been such a struggle for her losing, you know, her best friend and partner, that they were together 24/7 for 50 years. And so it was a major shocker. And she says that there were many times during this process that she just didn't know how she was going to survive. She didn't think she could take one more step. And she said every single time it was Dr. Nels or Linda that helped her through that space. So they have been working with her regularly, and since Paul's death. And anyway, thank you two. Because I think she's, I don't know that she'd be here if it wasn't for the love and support of all her friends and colleagues, but especially the two of you. She credits with being the most responsible for helping her at the worst possible times. So thank you. And guess what, folks? You can take advantage of them, too. Mm-hmm. So I'm telling people all the time, you know, something's going on with you or your animals. Well, if it's animals, you're on to Dr. Nels like yesterday. And if it's Linda, you get on to her. And, you know, many of us work with both of them, because even though it's similar work that they do, it's different energetically because of who's doing it. So at any rate, thank you so much for helping, Jude. And then, of course, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we would love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. And you can shoot us an email at animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or after the show, you can give me a call, 360-217-7258. All righty, I know I'm itching to get to the big announcement, but let's officially start the show. And I do that by starting with honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And, oh, by the way, it's a big Saint Francis time of year, because Saint Francis feast day, you know, it's that time where all the Saint Francis celebrations are. And usually on the Sunday, there's the blessing of the animals. And I used to get alerts, you know, about blessings of the animals at different churches and places around the area, but I haven't been getting those for the last couple of years or so, and I didn't get any this year, and I didn't hear of any. So I don't know, but I'm assuming, you know, your local churches and stuff may be having blessings of the animals, and often they do that outdoors, you know. But at any rate, there's some nice St. Francis posts up on the Animal World Facebook page, and a little different version of the St. Francis prayer that I use. It was quite lovely, and if one of my printer works again, I might print it out and switch up our little version. But anyway, so happy feast day and St. Francis for at this time of year, and blessings to your animals. All right, so let's honor St. Francis and start with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All righty. Here is now the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer for us human animals. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty. Now, we have a pile of affirmations that we do to get ourselves all spiritualized up for the day and the week, and most of them have been, well, they've all been contributed by some members of our animal world families or our spiritual families, and this first one comes from me and my spiritual family, and this one has really altered my life, and I find a real blessing to it every day. And I know many of you do these affirmations daily as well. And so for this part of the show, joining me with these affirmations is completely up to you. You get to decide. You can say them along with me out loud or silently or not at all. You can use them all week long, or you can just check out and not participate. It's totally up to you. It's not like when we get to the love train and we dance. Dancing is required, but this part is optional. All right, here we go. Affirmation number one. I say each one three times. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, affirmation number two. This one comes from our Linda. And you'll find when she works on one of you humans, she'll give you an affirmation when she's done to kind of support the energy and so forth. That's where this came from. Turned out to be so powerful. Started sharing it with everybody. It really shifted the energy flow in my life. Gosh, this is one of my absolute favorites. Here we go. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. All righty. Now, this one is from the Ananda Institute, but the Italian division. And to keep us in the right spirit mentality when you're going out in the world and to spread health and love and strength rather than fear and worry. So here we go. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All righty. Now, this next affirmation comes from Natasha Venter, our personal awareness coach, medium, and communicator. And she'll be in the studio with us next week, by the way, so plan to join us then. And I really like this one. I am now not just doing this one for myself. I do it for all my animals, too. And I think that's made a difference in helping them adjust. We are having to adjust to the smoky stuff lately. Anyway, here we go. Let's see, and I have to get, because remember, at home now, I do this for me and all my animals, so I have to make sure I'm on animal world mode here for this affirmation, and I'm not doing so. Let's see. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty, and then we conclude this pile of affirmations with the Ananda Institute Warrior of Light affirmation. And in this one, we get to send our love and light all over the planet and hopefully stabilize all the energy. At least we're doing our best to uplift rather than bring down. So here we go. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within us and around us, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. And now Dr. Nell's part, and this is his favorite part, is now to seat this all. We cross our hands over our chest, and three times, I trust, I trust, I trust. And that's a real important part, because that lets, you know, the higher power know that you trust that all of this is true. All righty. So we are all energized and spiritualized up for the show. And golly, that brings us to, now you poked your hand up in the air, Nathan. Were you signaling me? Well, yes. I'm thinking, though, we'll just go ahead and get the big announcement out of the way.
Okay.
Before we take care of advertisers. And I think we go to the phones then, because hey, you've been in and out of the room, and that usually means you've been talking. Also, we got a lineup starting. So, Dr. Nell, so we got a drum roll or something? I don't know. We got a big announcement. We ought to have something. Nathan's finding.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, we do.
Ta-da. Okay.
That's kind of a crummy little drum. That sounded like a little snare drum or something.
Yeah,
we need
it was all I could do on the spur of the moment.
All right. Well, all right. Okay. So what's the big announcement?
Okay. Well, so my wife and I have done a couple of tours through Montana and Idaho in the past couple of years.
Yeah.
And we have decided that we needed a new adventure. So we are moving to Idaho, And people say, well, where? Well, I don't know exactly where.
You just know you're going to Idaho. You don't know where.
And we're looking in the area of St. Mary's, which is south of Coeur d'Alene and, you know, north of Boise. So in that area.
Yeah, which I don't know.
So anyway, it's lovely country. And yeah,
well, I
there's
think you
so
said
much
that,
new
that,
stuff
now,
to
your
do.
Wife's name is also Martha, so
that's
so we don't confuse you. Nails is married to a Martha, but it's not me, Martha. It's his Martha. Anyway, his Martha, as now I think I've heard you say you think she has the greenest thumb of anybody you know, and she loves to grow stuff.
Yes.
And you said her beets rotted in the ground this year. It was so wet.
She lost several plantings. Finally, we're getting good beets now.
Okay.
But, I mean, you just, you know. Normally, this time of year, we're, like, putting it all to bed.
Yeah. So she wants, you said, a better and longer growing season.
She would love to have... Yeah, long warm days. Yes,
and so the weather is different in the in Idaho where you're
It's a little
looking.
More extreme. You know, it gets a little bit colder. It's not wetter, which is a problem around for gardens around here.
Right.
So it's a little drier, a little colder, and then it's also warmer, and there's more of those warm days. So. The growing season will be, as far as the plants are concerned, they like it better. In fact, I think you might be able to grow watermelons over there. So we'll find out. We're going to try that.
Wow. Yeah, because watermelons, you know, they get big.
Yeah.
So they have to have enough growing season to get big.
Right. It takes it takes lots of sunshine and water to grow watermelons.
All right. So you know that you're moving to Idaho for sure. You kind of know the area and all of that.
Yeah.
But you don't know where. You haven't found anything yet. And I'm assuming that you're ripping shingles off your buildings and stuff, you're probably fixing everything up to sell.
Right. We were actually already in the fix-it-up mode because it needed fixing. And, you know, if we were going to live there another 30 years, it needed to be fixed. Well, then after getting about halfway through all that fixing, it's like, you know, this would be the good time to sell it.
It looked really great. Let's sell it. Okay.
When it's fixed up, you know. So that's what we're going to do. We turned it around to fixing it up so we can sell it. And so I'm up on the roof peeling shakes off so we can put a nice new metal roof on there. And yeah.
All right. And
and I'm harnessed up for those of you who are concerned about me falling off.
Excellent. Good. You're taking good safety precautions.
Yes. I don't want to fall off a roof.
Excellent. That's good. Yeah, because, you know, that might be just too much for Linda to handle.
Yeah.
You know. Anyway, you're pretty heavy. I don't know if she could pick you up. Never mind. Anyway, so are we talking years down the line? Talking months? I mean, do you have any idea? And does this mean that we're going to hear more? Are you going to be going back to the area to look? Do you think you'll find what's online or, you know, details here?
Yeah, well, first detail is we're looking at selling the house in the spring and, you know, moving into summer. That's our plan.
That's an ideal.
You know, unless the economy is so topsy-turvy, it doesn't want to work for us. But that's the plan right now.
Okay.
So, let's see. Other than that, what was the other question?
Well, are you going to need to go back to look to find the right place? Or will you be able to do all that online and stuff? Or I don't know.
You know, we're doing lots of preliminary work online.
Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, we've got a realtor over there who's kind of looking around for us. And, you know, we do a lot of online searches ourselves. And if something gets really interesting, you know, then we'll probably have to run over there and have a look.
Well, I was thinking, I don't think you'd want to buy something you hadn't actually put your foot on the ground and seen it stuff. So eventually there'll be some kind of trip over there to make sure that you found what you want or whatever sort of thing. Okay. And then I'm assuming that we're in line to be some of the first to know when decisions are made and all of that.
And for those who are concerned, because I do a lot of hands-on work,
that was going to be my next question. You know, what's going to happen to us, Dr. Nels?
Yes, I can still do the work, as you might imagine, since I do this work on the radio. I do a lot. I've been for 10 years, I think, now, been doing remote work with people on the phone first, and now video call makes it really super easy and fun.
Yeah.
And so we do, you know, basically guide people to touch the points that I would be touching if I was there in person for neurological input, and I'm doing the energy work from my end, and it works fantastically. So that's That's what I'll be doing.
So you think you'll be able to cover all the bases?
Yes.
And, all
and
of
for,
that?
For people who are my current clients, if you're a listener as well, then I will be sending you a special offer.
Oh,
to make sure that you are, you know, you get your opportunity to understand how this works.
Excellent. Excellent. So I would just say, as a ahead of time point here, if, you know, you really want to work with Dr. Nails in person, or you have been in all of that, you know, he offers the do-it-yourself at home program for the Rasmussen Reset and all of that. Just if you've been procrastinating on that or haven't done it or been thinking about doing it, just think about now, you know, it could be as soon as next summer that Nails is out of here. So if you're thinking you want to do work with him in person, I wouldn't fool around. Get started. Get it done.
Yeah.
Because sooner or later, he going to be out of here.
Yeah.
Now, it may not be next summer because, you know, it depends on what's going on, but it certainly could be, and that's the goal. So if you want to, you've got things you need to do with him in person, get started with that. All righty. So now we got the big announcement out of the way. Let's take care of advertisers for the last time in this hour, and then we head to the phones and all the other little stuff to throw in. Full moon today. So the crazies could be coming out. You never know. We'll find out. Anyway, we're taking care of advertisers, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues. Your phone calls are next right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Get your daily dose of variety. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we are here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150, we heard from our wonderful NuPro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O Supplements. Check them out. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. NuProSupplements.com. Alrighty then, it is best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen Reset, and Energy Code Sunday. Dr. Nils Rasmussen is here. Linda Rasmussen is here. Sister, not wife. And, because he's got a Martha stashed at home. So, woohoo. Anyway, let's see. They are here to take your phone calls, and so that's what we're going to do. If you've got animals, Nils will tune in on the animals. If you're human, Linda's going to tune in, work on the humans. And keep in mind, everybody, that if you're listening, you can get surrogate healing energy. If you pay attention, especially if you're in a human suit and Linda's working on a human, as long as you're not driving, okay, you can close your eyes and do what she says, you know, and tip your head and do all the things that she says to do, and you'll get benefit from the healing energy as well. So we're headed to Seattle. Is that where Bettina is? So we're headed over to Seattle. By the way, we don't know that it's there yet because it's totally socked in and fogged around here. But I guess Bettina can vouch for the fact that Seattle's still on the planet. Anyway, good morning, Bettina. Welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning. Yes, Seattle is still on the planet.
All right. So who needs...
I am driving.
Yeah.
I'll let you know.
So who needs help today?
I would like everyone, all my dogs, to have a reset. Dr. Nels and I spoke earlier this week. Johnny is doing much better. No explosive bowel movements, no more blood. But I have Luna, who's a Chihuahua. I have Skeeter, who's a Chihuahua something. He's all black. And then I have Johnny, who's also a Chihuahua, and he's more black than brown.
All right. And I think you're kind of tuned into them now,
yes.
So you can start working on
the kids. I'm going to start with Johnny because he went through a little rough patch early in the week.
Yeah, it sounded like you, did you say Bettina, explosive diarrhea and stuff?
Yes, he chewed and swallowed a soft, chewy toy.
Uh-oh.
And it came out over 2 days.
Thank goodness it came out.
Yeah.
I know, and I also dewormed him because I didn't know that he swallowed and chewed a toy.
Gotcha.
Well, that might have helped him pass that stuff anyway, so that's good.
All right, and it looks like Dr. Nels is already tuned in, and it's got points going on Johnny.
Right, we're getting him tuned up.
So he will continue through the dogs, and then, Bettina, are you ready for Linda to connect with you?
She's driving.
Absolutely.
Oh. Well, now, wait a minute. Linda just said, hey, she's driving, and I've totally spaced that. Linda, can we work on someone who's driving? Or Bettina, can you pull over? Or what shall we do here with this?
Well, let me just see if I can find something for Bettina to think about that won't involve anything other than thought.
All right, so
she could probably go back and listen to the archive. I mean, we could just, you know, go through it now, but you need the response.
Yeah, she needs to, you know, eyes closed and look in here and all that sort of stuff. But obviously you can't do that when you're driving. Bettina, are you in a place where you can pull over?
Unfortunately, right now, no. I'm on my way to Tacoma and going through some shoulder closes on the highway.
Yeah. Well, now I think our options are... Now, Linda, did you come up with something?
Yeah, so this will help you release anything that is... getting in the way, and it is the feeling of satisfied, and the affirmation is, I embrace the feeling of satisfied. And you just amplify that energy in your field by noticing over and over again all the different things that are causing that resonance with the feeling of satisfied. So it could be just a bite of something and you just think, I embrace the feeling of satisfied. Or it could be something you do, just being a good driver, feeling that sense of being satisfied.
Okay, I like that.
All right, that's great. And so Bettina, there's also, you know, we're here till noon. If you, you know, get to a point where you can pull over somewhere, you want to call us back. I mean, Linda could do a full remote with you or, you know, with you like we normally would do if you're not responsible for navigating inside your vehicle. So you could call us back. Now, in the meantime, let's check in with Dr. Nels.
Right.
Are you still on Johnny?
I got Johnny tuned up.
Johnny's
balanced.
And now I'm
working on Luna and found a couple of things to do just kind of a simple reset.
Okay.
And got her complete just now, so that's good. So we'll check in on Skeeter. And he's got, looks kind of like a basic fight or flight thing going on here. So we'll get that tuned up for him as well.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's nice to keep these little ones bouncy.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we're still working on finding Johnny a home.
Oh, that's right. Because we talked about that Johnny is really a foster for you.
Yes.
So does he need any kind of particular home? No kids with kids, other animal, dogs, cats, that sort of thing, do you know?
He's great with dogs. He's great with cats. Because he's small, I think he likes quieter homes, you know, not a lot of, like, activity. He doesn't like loud noises. It might be best without young kids.
Okay.
Marge, I wanted to ask you from your experience, because I've noticed he's attached to me, and someone once told me it's good when a foster can get attached to, like, whoever's fostering. That means that they're open to love. And so, like, if, when he finds a home, he'll miss me, you know, for a couple of weeks or a couple of days. But it just means he's capable of loving. Is that correct?
Well, I guess in what you're saying, yes, it's correct. But I would say that it's too limiting. I think all beings are capable of love. I mean, all dogs are capable of love. And I've certainly seen situations where, in fact, there was just a prime example of this. Animal TV. Remember, I'm Dr. Jeff Marathon is over, but Pit Bulls and Parolees show is on now, Marathon Saturday night. And they're running a lot of old shows, but boy, are they fantastic shows. Anyway, so I was watching Marathon Pit Bulls and Parolees last evening, and I don't know how many years, 15 or plus more years they've been on Animal Planet, but I hadn't seen it, these shows. They were phenomenal. Anyway, there was one story, Bettina, that would blow you away, and this was a pit that had a horrible beginning to life and was just terrible. And so a year old was rescued by Villalobos, the pit bull, you know, the rescue. But the dog was so messed up and didn't bond and all of that. And so they had the dog at the sanctuary for 9 years. All right. Then a vet tech from another state wanted to come down and meet Tia, the woman that does all this incredible rescue work, and to volunteer there for a while and learn from her. While she was there, blown away, this 10-year-old dog bonded with her. And they started a relationship and playing and all of that. And after a while, they fell in love. And so this woman said, I want to adopt the dog. So for the first time, I'm crying through the whole show. Tia, everybody's crying through the whole show. But then it's like a 20-hour drive to how many states away where this woman lives. And she's got a house full of Bengal cats. She's got a herd of Bengal cats, like 5 or 6 of them. So the dog has to do the cats and stuff. What was remarkable to watch them do this, and that Tia bringing the dog into their cat rescue and see how that. And I went, okay, well, then they drove this 20 miles to Michigan or somewhere. And then somebody found out they're there and they got to rescue these other dogs, these horrendous stories. And they eventually get to the home and the dog bonds instantly, remembers the woman and is playing in the yard she built and all of this. They go in the house. And the Bengals are no big deal. The dog just blends right in. And so it was like miracle of all miracles. 9 years in the sanctuary, bonded with no one. This dog bonded and lives happily ever after in that situation. Now, there are a couple of other ones like that. And Bettina, I have seen dogs that will disappear in the group at a foster. And they don't really bond with the but they know when they get a forever home or somebody comes in, and sometimes there's that fade or that connection and they know who the person is or who. And so I would say, sure, if they bond with the foster, they can bond with someone else. But just because they don't doesn't mean they won't bond with someone. And I think they're all capable of that. It depends on the situation. Now, Nels and Linda, would you agree or disagree, or what do you think?
I totally agree. I had a very tough dog. This is one of those, I got this dog online from a rescue thing.
Yeah.
And she was awful. She just, you know, didn't know what people were for other than they put food on the floor. You know, that was pretty much it. So it took about 2 years with me before she really got it. And now she is just the most wonderful, loving dog. Mm-hmm. Still barks like a fool, but other than that, she's great.
Yeah, so it doesn't always happen right away,
right,
but with time, you know. So, Bettina, I don't think you should etch that in stone.
Well, I'm not etching it in stone. My question was, if he bonded with me, I was told that he would be able to bond with someone else.
Yeah,
not
well,
that he
true.
Would not bond with somebody else. So I don't have anything etched in stone.
No, yeah. Yeah, no, of course, he bonds with you, he'll be able to bond with someone else. But just because a dog doesn't bond with the foster caregiver in a foster home doesn't mean they won't bond with a new owner. Might take a while, but it would happen. Anyway, we got to run because we're up against the clock. And call us back, Bettina, if you get in a place where you can pull over and want to remote with Linda, okay? All right. Thanks so much. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. Let's see. We've got Daniil. You're going to need to hold over the hour and love train with us, but that way we'll have plenty of time to work with you and Maverick as we start the next hour. And that means love train is coming up right now. And it is our exercise portion of the show. Get our juices flowing and get us all energized up for the day and the week. And I have to tell you that dancing is required, but you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere. Get up on your feet, join the love train with me, we'll cruise by and pick you up. And I energize up the love train with our yogi energization prayer, so here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. It's coming up, so stay right where you are. Back to your phone calls. Straight ahead as Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.